Welcome to the Graces Brave Be Brave podcast. I am Chris Kratzer, and welcome. Glad that you're here and tuning in. And just want to thank you for taking the time to listen. And for those of you who are sharing this podcast with other people, a special thank you to you. And then also anybody who is financially giving. Wow, what a great thing. I mean, I can't do this without you, and this podcast and my writing and all the things I put out there are actually really making a difference in people's lives. And in part, it's thanks to you for that support, you know, in terms of our friendship together and listening to this podcast and reading my work and even chipping in and financially giving to make it happen. That is a super cool thing, and I really appreciate it. And also just want to do a quick announcement here. My friend, Michael Camp, who I was on his podcast some time ago, he is doing a deconstruction workshop, an online thing. And so if you're into that and you like the deconstruction, stuff to that, then this could be something for you to be a part of. And it's not that hard. Just go on to spiritualbrewpub.com and check it out. And there's a way there to get connected with that particular workshop. I know he'll be talking about all things deconstruction, the ins and outs of that, things that are helpful in that process. So if that's where you're at and that's something that interests you, then by all means, check that out. And hope you will find that to be beneficial. So straight away, I want to get into today's topic, and that is the title of the podcast is Better Off Without You. And I really just want to speak kind of off the cuff about this, because I know for a lot of us, you know, when we come out from toxic Christianity, there is, you know, a certain disconnect that happens. We separate ourselves out from relationships. We find ourselves maybe even feeling alone. And, you know, it's a process that really takes some courage, because you're walking away from something that has meant something to you, relationships that you've invested in, that you've cared about, that you've grown to really maybe even trust and find comforting. And so to move from this thing to the other thing can be a daunting task. I remember when I, you know, began to walk away, man, it was just a total shift in many aspects of my life and our family's life. You know, you'd see people in the Walmart and they no longer look at you. You know, you can see them dodging between the aisles to try to avoid you. And sometimes you would do the same for them, because this is a tough transition. And so, you know, I think there's a sense in which that we do come to a place where we realize, wow, I'm better off without this. I'm better off without these relationships. I'm better off without these certain people that were contributing to my spiritual abuse and spiritual oppression, you know, just not good things. And sometimes that's hard to see at the beginning, right? We look at it, we go, oh gosh, this is going to be difficult. Is it ever going to get any better? And I can tell you, it is. And no matter where you are, there's a ton of different places you could be in your spiritual journey. But I think one of the continued themes that I experience in my life is that the more I move, you know, forward in my spiritual journey, the more I realize that, you know what? A lot of times I'm better off than where I was before. And, you know, I think one of the things that I hear a lot from people still within conservatism, within the conservative evangelical movement, those folks, is that, you know, that simply people who are walking away, people who are, you know, moving out of conservative Christianity are doing it because, you know, they're just denying God. They're just rebelling. They're just, you know, thumbing their nose at God and walking away and becoming, you know, evil atheists or whatever they have in mind in that regard. And what I really don't think they realize is that we're really not walking away from God. As a matter of fact, I would say we're walking towards, right? But in the process of that, we're not walking away from God. We're actually just walking away from them. And that's a tough pill for them to swallow. And so, you know, I think one of the things that's been helpful for me is to remember I'm better off. You know, man, when I look back at the person that I once was, the pastor I once was, the father I once was, oh my gosh, I'm ashamed at some of the things I've said and done and preached and taught and the lives that have been negatively impacted by who I was back then. And I'm a lot better off. Was it always easy? No. Is it easy now? No, but I'm better off. And then, you know, there's a sense of some relationships where I can really flat out say and look that person in the eye and say, listen, I'm better off without you, without your control, without your narcissism, without your, you know, spiritual accountability and your authority and all those things that come with, you know, toxic Christianity. I'm better without all of that. And so I just want to encourage you to take a bird's eye view and step back a little bit in your spiritual journey and just kind of take a little inventory of the things that have actually become better, right? And because a lot of times when we go through change, we tend to focus on the negative, right? We're like, oh man, this is difficult and hard, and which it is. And nothing to say to minimize that. But I think it helps to have a little bit of perspective to go, okay, hey, listen, you know what? Here's something that's better. And sometimes we don't see it because we're in it. We're in the process of change. We're in moving away from toxic Christianity. We're stretching ourselves. We're disconnecting. We're, you know, putting distance in relationships and things where there wasn't distance before. But we don't see the positive things. We don't see, you know, some of the things that have really gotten better because we're in it, right? But sometimes if you step back and go, wow, and you can even ask some people in your life and say, hey, you know, here's what I was like then. Can you imagine me being like that? And they're like, they'll probably say, no, I can't even believe, you know, I talk to people like, I can't even imagine you as a conservative evangelical guy up there preaching, you know, with a tie on and, you know, throwing the Bible at people. And so that's really important. And I think it's important when you get into debates with people. It's important when you have those people trying to make you feel guilty for your transition away from their brand of believing. When you have those moments and go, oh my gosh, am I doing the right thing? This feels so different. This feels so uncertain and unsure. Am I doing this right? Maybe I've made a mistake in this process. It's important to go, hey, no, wait, look at what's happening. Look at the person I'm becoming. Look at the new relationships that I have. Look at where I'm going. And to really take stock of that, to realize, hey, you know what? You're better off. You're better off. Even your worst day moving forward is better off than your best day back in toxic Christianity. Sometimes we just don't see it. You know, there's that story in the Old Testament where, you know, they're being led out of the promised land. And I think it's Joshua who builds those stones of remembrance and says, hey guys, as we get moving forward, we need to put up these little stones to remind ourselves how bad it was in Egypt. Because it's going to get difficult in the new life that we're having in the promised land. It's not going to be easy, right? But it's never as bad as what it was like in Egypt. It's never going to be that bad. It may feel like it, but we got to remember where we've come from. And that's important for all of us to remember where we've come from and who we are, because it's easy to lose sight of that. And so I just want to take a moment to reinforce in your heart and mind that you are better without some of these people and these constructs and these theologies and these ways of looking at God and the Bible and the world that you were a part of at one time in some variation of toxic Christianity. When they come at you, your best response is the quality of your life now. You don't have to debate any further than that. You don't have to give any answer at all. But if you do give an answer, one of the best ones is to say, hey, listen, you know what? I'm so much better. I feel so much more in step with God. I feel so much more like I'm following Jesus than I ever have been before. I feel so at peace. I'm such a more loving, kind, generous person than I ever was. I sleep better at night. I feel so much better within my own skin. And there's no denying that. And that's such a beautiful response, not only to those people, but it's also a beautiful response to yourself when you start to self-doubt the journey that you're taking spiritually. So with that, I just want to say, hey, listen, take a moment and really be thankful, really evaluate, really embrace, once again, how much better you are without. And say it out loud. If it's those people, say their names. I'm better without so-and-so. Or if it's a church, I'm better without that church. Or if it's a relationship, I'm better without that relationship. If it's a, you know, if it's a spiritual group that you were a part of, I'm better without that group. And say it out loud and remind yourself of that. And when people try to pull you back into it, when you feel yourself at times doubting, when this journey gets a little tough, just have that same self-talk. You know what, man, in the midst of all this, man, this is far better. I am far better than I ever was back then. I'm better without you, better without this, better without that. I'm simply better. I'm further. I'm freer. I'm more alive. I'm not all there, but I'm traveling. I'm going. I'm seeking. I'm taking my own journey. And that will always be better than anything else. Grace is brave. Be brave.